Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. An attempt is being made to stop the president of the Palestinian Authority from entering the United States. That's the headline. In a moment, Itamar Marcus will come to this broadcast table with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
To get the United States and not allow a terrorist to come into New York City to attend the General Assembly of the United Nations.
We at PMW sent a letter to the State Department. We asked that they not allow Mahmoud Abbas, head of the PA, come into the United States and New York City for the UN, for a very simple reason. Abbas is head of the Palestinian Authority. He's head of the Palestinian National Fund. Both of these organizations pay salaries to terrorist prisoners in Israeli prisons. That means including prisoners like the person last week, the terrorist last week who murdered American citizen Ari Folt. He's going to be getting a salary from these organizations, both of them headed by Mahmoud Abbas. The American law defines the salaries to terrorists as payments incentivizing terror. So now Mahmoud Abbas is then a head of an organization that's incentivizing terror, and American law prohibits the entry of people who support terror. And he has honored many, many terrorists in the past, called them heroes on television. So Mahmoud Abbas is a terror incentivizer, and American law prohibits him from being in the country. And we're just asking the State Department to follow American law and not allow him into the country. Response from the State Department, they basically said that because he's coming to the UN and the United States has an agreement with the UN to let anyone come in for UN business, we'll let them in. However, that's not really the agreement. The agreement is people of member states have a right to come in. Abbas is not a member of any state. And a UN diplomat from Iran was not let in under the Obama administration. So should the United States want, they can prevent Mahmoud Abbas from coming in to the United States.
Itamar Marcus with the details on his effort to stop the Palestinian Authority president from entering the United States so that he can attend the United Nations General Assembly. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. There are several facts that you must take away from Itamar Marcus's report. Let me list them for you. The United Nations wants a terrorist leader to attend their General Assembly. There is no Palestinian state. The Palestinian Authority president, Mahmoud Abbas, pays terrorists to kill Jews. The Palestinians say that the only way there will be a Palestinian state is through violence. All of these facts were foretold in Bible prophecy. The book of Malachi, chapter 1, Ezekiel 35, and the little prophetic book of Obadiah. This report is evidence that these prophecies could be fulfilled very soon. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...